This is SBS News. I'm Maya Jameson. In this bulletin, Queensland's southeast begins the state's strictest lockdown so far to prevent the spread of a COVID outbreak. Police to target Sydney supermarkets and larger retail outlets to ensure people are following COVID check-in and face mask requirements. And in sport, Jamaican sprinter Elaine Thompson-Herah becomes the second fastest woman in history in the Olympic 100-metre title. Queenslanders are anxiously waiting news today of the latest COVID-19 case numbers as they mark their first full day under a snap lockdown. The three-day stay-at-home orders came into effect late yesterday after six more coronavirus cases were linked to a 17-year-old student at one of Brisbane's biggest schools, Indooroopilly High. Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says containing the highly infectious Delta variant is proving one of the biggest COVID challenges the state has faced.
Our message to people in the southeast is we have been here before, but this time it's different. We cannot afford to be complacent just because we have done so well so far. We all have to comply with these restrictions. All of the governments of Australia now recognise that when dealing with the Delta strain, the only way is to go hard and go early.
Police will target Sydney supermarkets and larger retail outlets to ensure people are complying with COVID check-in codes and face mask requirements. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says there's no reasonable excuse for members of the public not following current health orders. He says recent health advice has shown that supermarkets and large retail stores are a known source of concern when it comes to spreading COVID-19. New South Wales recorded 210 new local cases yesterday, with as many as 152 possibly active in the community while infectious. From tomorrow, hundreds of Defence Force personnel will join police on the streets of Sydney enforcing lockdown restrictions. An online petition to help a South Australian man reunite with his dying mother in Adelaide has gained over 11,000 signatures. Daniel Sioffi travelled from Spain but is currently stuck in hotel quarantine in Brisbane after being denied permission to travel by South Australian authorities three times. The petition says that Queensland Health Department has granted permission for him to leave, and a charity, Angel Flights, has also offered to take Daniel to Adelaide on a private plane. South Australian Senator Simon Birmingham says he hopes Mr. Sioffi can return home.
I hope that a way can be found through that preserves the successful management of COVID. It is really a matter for the health authorities to try to find that way, and I'm sure offers such as that from Angel Flight hopefully can make a difference.
To the Olympics, and Jamaican sprinter Elaine Thompson-Herah has become the second fastest woman in history after beating fellow Jamaican Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce to retain her Olympic 100-metre title. The 29-year-old set a new Olympic record of 10.61 seconds, 0.12 seconds behind the world record set by the American Florence Griffith Joyner in 1988. Meanwhile, American sprinter Rohan Browning has stunned rivals by winning his heat off the 100 metres in 10.01 seconds, the second fastest ever by an Australian. The win puts him into the semi-finals of the prestige event. Earlier, Australian tennis pair Ash Barty and John Peers landed bronze in the mixed doubles. They were set to play Novak Djokovic and his Serbian compatriot Nuno Stojanovic in the playoff for third before Djokovic pulled out of the match citing injury. In the basketball, the Boomers made it 3 from 3 with a win over Germany. Flag bearer Patty Mills led the way with 24 points. And a look at today's weather. Perth, showers 16. Adelaide, a shower or two, 15. Melbourne, possible morning shower 15, Hobart, partly cloudy 12. Canberra, a shower or two 15, Wollongong, becoming cloudy 23. Sydney, partly cloudy 24, Newcastle, sunny 25. Brisbane, a sunny 27, Cairns, partly cloudy 29, and Darwin, sunny 32. This is SBS News.